And it's got potential. And I thought, this is a lot closer to Star Trek than he said it was going to be.
Mmm, interesting.
Mm. Yeah, not the satire he was promising. More of an homage.
Mm-hmm. Well, but you've only seen the first episode.
Yes, that's right.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gentlemen of Elegant Leisure. I'm Dave, along with... Introduce yourself, boys.
Hey, Ken.
I am Jason.
No, I'm not.
And I'm recording on an EVP recording device.
No, he isn't.
So if you hear anything after I speak...
Like this.
Like anything, it's probably a disembodied voice.
No, it's not. There's no such thing as ghosts.
Wow. I feel a chill going down my spine.
I do. Sure. Yeah, I feel how cold it is here. Yeah. How cold it is right here.
I know. That is weird.
Who are you?
I don't know.
That's weird. I am... No, this is Fred. I'm really here.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
I'm
here.
Oh, yeah, sure. No, I'm
maybe
Fred.
I'm conducting the seance.
We're huge Ghost Adventures fans.
Oh, sure. Yes.
And that's why we are now officially transitioning away from the world of alcohol to the world of ectoplasm.
Can we can we not keep one foot in the world of alcohol and another foot in
because
the world of ectoplasm?
Because they're both spirits.
Oh, see?
There you go.
And I saw he was going to say something, and I should have shut up, because if he had said that earlier, that would have been better. Yeah. His timing was right, and I steamrolled him.
Oh, you did.
It is.
You stepped on my lines, man.
I'm sorry. We're keeping
This is why we need to rehearse.
This is the realm of the spirits now.
Yeah.
So hopefully you're all up to date on the past 11 seasons of Ghost Adventurers with Zach and Aaron.
And Billy.
Billy. Yeah. And the other guy.
Frick.
Frick.
Frick. Buddy Frank.
No. Billy and, I'm sorry, guys. I do watch the show.
Our apologies to Ghostbusters? Ghost Adventurers.
Ghost Adventurers.
Oh, there you go. But they're like Ghostbusters, aren't they?
They are.
If they could bust one, they would be.
Yeah, they can't seem to bust one.
They have the good intentions.
Well, they're slippery, those spirits. Right. You know, there's not much to them.
I forget what the box was called that they used in Ghostbusters that they would try to get them into.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't.
They don't have that, though.
No. They don't. Well, that's why.
Yeah.
We really need to get that.
They're just trying to contact them.
No, they're not.
They are.
Of course they are.
EVPs.
EVPs.
The future of podcasting.
Yep.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hope they can all hear you with the Yeti mic, those disembodied voices. But
this episode is brought to you by Yeti microphones.
the most sensitive of all microphones.
If you like what you hear,
get yourself a Yeti.
Yeah.
So cocktail wise, realm,
it's all spirits now.
Well, the spirits in this, isn't there? Somewhat spirity. Spirit light.
I don't want you hurting any more people here. You gotta yell at them.
Yeah, that gets their attention.
Yeah, that'll scare them.
I steamrolled you again.
I know. Yeah, steamrolling me. My foot aches from the steamrolling.
As Fred pointed out,
this is Fred's to blame, is it?
That's right. This would be, timeline wise, our St. Patrick's Day episode.
But you know what today is?
This is another thing.
Yeah?
What is today?
It's Fat Tuesday.
It's Mardi Gras.
It's Mardi Gras.
Which would have also been an equally great theme.
That's a great theme.
But we're not doing either of them. St. Patrick's or Mardi Gras.
No, exactly.
I think we've done them before, though. Haven't we done Mardi Gras and...
I think we have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you
check our extensive back catalog.
Nobody cared.
Yeah.
So
nobody cared about it.
So we're moving along to other things. Just stuff we want to do.
Yeah. Find our Mardi Gras one for your Mardi Gras drinks, and find our Leprechaun one for Irish Fest. Because of the whole Brexit thing that's coming up, I think the less we draw attention to Ireland, the better.
Okay.
Let's just give it a pass this year.
Good point. Okay, good point. I hadn't really thought about it that way.
Yeah, no, it's an ugly situation. So we're moving on from that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are we moving on to, Ben?
Well, it's funny because as longtime loyal listeners will know...
Mm-hmm.
That today is welding day. Is that how that works?
I think so.
In our last episode, episode 71, if you've come in out of order on this, if you're finding this in the vast archives of the bomb shelter or whatever.
300 years from now.
We did two drinks last week.
We did. Episode. Like we usually do. Yeah.
What were they called?
They were the... Fred knows.
Yeah, Fred knows.
It's the...
I know, too.
Was I here?
Yeah.
Gin and Quinine. I'll let you know in a second. Talk amongst yourselves.
What they involved, and this is what was so funny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was the Lucien Godin cocktail and the Pegu Club.
Right, the Lucien Godin cocktail, which was gin?
Oh, Jesus, I don't know. You want everything?
Cointreau and some sort of fruit juice.
Yeah.
And then there was the Pegu Club that was something else, Cointreau, and some other fruit juice. We're frantically searching through our...
So the Lucien Godin gin, Cointreau, Campari, and Vermouth.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
No, already the theme is shot.
Is it? Oh, dear. There's Cointreau.
Yes, there was Cointreau. For some reason, I thought that last week's, and I couldn't be bothered to look, was another, was like three ingredients. Spirit, Cointreau, citrus, but it was gin, and the other one was scotch.
So Pegu was gin, Cointreau, lime juice. Yeah, gin, Cointreau, and lime juice.
Oh, so they were both gin, Cointreau, and somebody else.
Yes.
That was the connection.
That was the connection.
Well, carrying the Cointreau over, we've got two classics, a sidecar, which is an oldie.
Oh, it is.
And I don't know if I've ever had one, and I'm not going to have one tonight.
So your lucky streak is unbroken.
Yes. And a original shaken margarita.
Right.
Margaritas have been ruined.
By the slushiness of ice.
Yes.
Now we're not going to do the salted rim?
We are not, only because we forgot.
Well, we haven't done it yet, so we haven't forgotten. We could just eat a saucer with salt.
Do you have salt in the house?
Not sure. Probably. I'd have to go look for it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do you feel the need to have a salted rim?
Well, I think lightly salted, only because they say that's how you make it.
That's true. That's right. I've never had one that didn't have that.
Right.
Nice.
I mean, if you had the Papa Doble, it doesn't have a salted rim, which is sort of related to the margarita. It's sort of daiquiri margarita.
Right. See, that would be a nice...
Huh? It's nice. Sort of a thing.
Yeah, but we could have done that.
Yeah.
Oh.
But we've done the Papa Doble. But I do it again.
Sure you would.
Yeah.
But we could have done a shaken daiquiri. I don't think we've done a shaken daiquiri.
Oh. Hey, that's good. Maybe. So so we got a few more episodes left in us.
We got a couple more. Yeah. And then we're out. We ran out of
those. Once you run out of cocktails, it's all over.
All right. So we will salt the rim.
Yeah.
I was shocked by Dave's unknowingness of whether they had salt. How do they get rid of their slugs?
They just flush them down the toilet like everybody else.
My Nana.
Yes?
She was a big fan of salt and slugs.
Yeah.
But she also had a very sharp stick. And when you went over to her house...
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. That'll be great.
Look at that.
You would wander around the garden. This is me very little.
Yeah.
This is me like 3 or 4 years old. We're going to go see Nana. And Nana's babysitting, and Nana would say, let's go out to the garden, and we'll look for slugs.
Oh.
And we'd go out there, and she had this stick, and she would stab slugs. Years later, it turned out Nana was a sadistic monster. But at the time, we didn't know.
A homicidal maniac.
That's right. And she'd go next door, and she'd...
stab the kids.
Stabbing.
Just stabbing everybody.
Oh. This is where, if this was on TV, it would say a writer's embellishment.
Yeah?
Oh.
That's... She didn't stab the people next door?
No, she did not.
That's good. I feel a lot better about your family now.
I should mention, too, about my family. My unnamed uncle that had the adventure with the East Germans has offered to come on the show to tell the story, if he would like.
Yes.
Well, he said I did a great job of it, but I thought I would...
not that great a job.
And it's the team was called Locomotive... Leipzig. Leipzig Locomotive or Locomotive Leipzig?
Ooh.
I've already forgotten.
No, that's why we really do need him here.
Yes, to clarify.
I'm totally okay with that. I think that would be great if he doesn't mind the trek.
And we got a comment. A listener, Bob, has left a comment that he liked the stories. And I could only help but think that he's probably liking the stories that involve East Germany.
Do we have more?
I think writer's embellishment.
So we do. Good.
No. Seems like you would have these German stories.
None that I'm at liberty to divulge.
No, we say you blame it on a nameless uncle.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I'll see what I can come up with.
All right.
But now?
No, that's all right.
Oh, good.
And Dave has brought us a tray of salt.
Great.
So look out, slugs. He's also brought a sharp stick. So we'll be able to make it the way it was intended to be made.
Oh, great. So should we do that one first?
Okay.
You got the salt right there.
I do.
You may as well use it.
How does that work?
What are the ones that have a sugared rim? Maybe like a straw. If you get like a fruity margarita, you'll get a sugared rim.
That's right. Yeah.
But if you get a straightforward lime one, you're going to get a salted rim.
Yeah. So what do you think?
And we're more salty than sweet,
I think. Oh, yeah.
And you're more tart than sweet as well.
No, true. True enough.
Tart and salty.
Tart and salty.
Yeah.
An old salt.
Like a sexy sailor.
Yeah? It's me. Yikes.
See? Did you hear what I said?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say it again.
Is that a writer embellishment?
Get him a hat for that.
You have the book in front of you.
You know?
This is...
I do, indeed.
We're not going to credit Ted Haig's book of vintage spirits and forgotten cocktails for this, even though it's in the book, because he's listed them in the back as, like, extra credit. These are just classics that everybody should know.
Yeah, right. You should have this somewhere. So what have you got there? It looks like you've got...
A little tiny
baby... elementary school size tequila bottle.
Yeah, I do. It's what I give my elementary school students. It's a silver Patron tequila.
I hear good things about them.
What I had purchased as a giveaway prize at Christmas one year.
Yeah.
But nobody opted for it because everybody is secretly afraid of tequila.
Oh, they are. They shouldn't be.
It's because of the worm? Is that the... This touched the worm somehow?
It could be the worm has done it, or somebody had, like, bad tequila at a party in the 70s and or the 80s and or the 90s and or part of the century. Nobody seems to have...
Because bad tequila is like LSD. It causes hallucinations, isn't it?
Well, or just too much tequila, which much well, like anything else.
Yeah.
It just seems to be a rite of passage for people, and they really should...
But I think if it's cheap tequila, you have a bad trip. If it's good tequila, you have a pretty good trip.
You might. And of course, for years and years and years, there was no such thing as good tequila.
No.
At least in our local market.
Right.
No, probably could have got good tequila had
but
you
this
known.
And this is good tequila.
I think this is supposed to be good tequila.
I think it is.
You guys are going to have to let me know.
I don't have to we do will. Anything, but...
You must.
Okay. So this is pretty easy because it's 1-to-1-to-1.
Yeah, that's what I liked. So is the sidecar is also 1-to-1-to-1. Yeah.
Mm.
So if you don't have a measuring glass but only a hand, you can still
fill your hand.
Yeah,
and just
one
dump
hand,
it in.
One part hand.
Yeah.
So this is 1.5 tequila blanco, 1.5 cuatro, and 1.5 fresh lime juice.
Excellent.
Don't get it out of the plastic bottle. Even though it's shaped like a lime, it's not really going to taste the same.
I went to my local...
look at that.
A constabulatory. Is that the right word?
No, that's a police station.
Yeah, that's where I went. I get all my limes at the police station.
Oh, impounded limes?
Oh, yeah. That's the guy who got the best juice on account of them being all impounded. It's already...
I don't think that's how that works.
Loosened all the fibers up.
Oh, sure.
And so I got... That's where I got my lime. And so what I think we should do is squeeze the lime and use that as our one. Oh, maybe not. Because I don't have a finite amount of tequila.
You have a finite amount.
Yeah.
But that's... we're going to make one cocktail, and old Salty here and I are going to split it.
Yeah. But I was thinking that I was going to use that lime juice to decide what the one would be, thinking that, you know, every once in a while you get a bad lime.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But now I'm thinking there must be at least as much in that for this.
Yeah. I don't think it's, you know, critical.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Let's see.
We know that we have 50 milliliters.
Yes, we do.
Of tequila in the little guy.
That's what it says right on the side.
So we're going to use that.
Yeah.
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 Let's do that.
Right.
Okay.
No.
No, we won't do that. That's a bad idea.
Here's what we're going to do. We know that we have 50 milliliters of tequila.
That's why we started last time.
Right. So with that in our knowledge, I'm going to squeeze out 50 milliliters.
Oh, yeah, that's what
I meant. And if I still have extra juice, I won't use it.
No.
If I don't have enough juice, then we'll have extra tequila. So this is one of these algebra things, right?
I don't think so.
We know X.
I think it's math.
We know X is 50 milliliters.
It's arithmetic.
No, because we got to figure it out. There's an X involved.
No.
Sure, there's an X and a Y.
No.
Yeah.
That's 50 milliliters.
That's genetics. It's chromosomes.
That's 50 milliliters, and you want 50 milliliters of the other stuff.
Right, but we found that out by knowing that this is 50 milliliters. So this is how the equation would be written. 50 milliliters equals X. X
also equals, and Y also equals 50 milliliters. Therefore, X equals Y.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But that's, hence the algebra.
Right.
I think X and Y makes it algebra.
Sure it does.
Yeah. If you just said 50 equals 50, that's
anybody
not
can do that.
That's right. That's not a thing.
Now I see where you're going with this.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Stop it, you ghosts!
Do you remember who your old algebra teacher was? Or your math teacher, I guess.
Mr. Arneson?
Was Mr. Arneson?
Oh, now he'll hear this.
No, I think Mr. Arneson
is going to he's going to withdraw your marks.
Yeah. You obviously don't know anything about algebra.
You didn't even do one of these.
All right.
Now, who did you have Mr. Arneson?
I did not have Mr. Arneson.
What are you making over there? Oh, you're making lime juice.
Yeah, I'm going to find out if we have 50 milliliters now. Unfortunately, I brought this weird jigger. Oh, but I can eyeball 50 on that.
You've got a jigger that doesn't show 50? It's like 40 and 60?
Yeah, my other jigger was being used for some other purpose.
Oh, see, of all the things I didn't bring, that was one of them.
You should have brought a jigger. And so I thought, well, because it's going to be 1:1:1,
mm-hmm.
this has
stuff on it.
Yeah, it's got 1, 1.5, and 2 ounces.
Right.
But not counted on the milliliter side. Well, it goes right from 40 to 60. But I bet halfway between 40 and 60.
Is 50.
As the crow flies.
Yeah. All right. I'm excited to see if this proves true.
It's kind of fun, isn't
it? Is 50 between 40 and 60? Who knows?
Stay tuned. But we're going to squeeze it right now. I'm going to use this fancy thing. I brought mine, but I like yours better.
Yeah.
Yes.
You always like the one that somebody else brought.
You only hurt the ones you love.
Maybe that's what I meant to say.
I wonder if 1.5 ounces is also 50 milliliters.
Nope.
But I mean close enough for measuring purposes.
No.
Because 2 ounces is a little more than 60 milliliters.
But a customer named Holly says she hasn't got her drink yet. She's getting a little impatient. Could you start making the fucking
Are we doing this live now? People are listening live.
Jeepers, creepers. Oh, this might have been a wise idea. Because this lime only has a little tiny bit of juice in it.
Oh, yeah,
do you do the double squeeze after?
So what's that? I might. 25 milliliters?
I don't know. If it is 25, then we are set. Yeah, it's close enough.
I can, if you can get 25 out of each of those,
yeah.
I can get you another 10.
You know a guy?
I know a guy. I've done this before. What? This is not my first rodeo, my friend.
This isn't a rodeo at all.
What? Why am I wearing these spurs and these chaps?
These assless chaps. I don't know. That's what we were almost going to be called.
Yes.
The assless chaps. The assless chaps.
How are you doing have you got the volume?
Oh, yeah. No, it's fine. It's perfect. Look at that.
Is it?
50 milliliters.
Well, how come what?
Plus a little bit.
Oh, yeah, no, you're golden. All right, forget about it then. Because I like to sail to my...
But
uh-huh.
We do use the lime
mm-hmm.
to grease the monkey.
I don't think... That's not what we're doing.
Really?
We're not greasing the monkey.
Here, I'm going to put Freddie in charge of greasing the monkey.
That's not... No, that's not what we call it.
Here's what we call it.
No,
we don't.
So you take a lime...
Yeah.
And you rub it around the edges, the rim of the glass, and then that little bit of moisture on there is enough to adhere salt to it. And you will get what they call a salted rim. Now, there's also a part of town you can go to.
No.
No?
Stop.
No?
Stop.
What?
I'm just telling you to stop because I feel like it.
He wants to see if he can make us stop.
Yeah, well, he did.
Yeah, no,
he threw everybody off.
I was shocked.
I was shocked by his verboseness.
No, that looks pretty salty.
That looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, something's happened to this fingernail.
What?
I don't know. To take care of that when I go, I'm gonna fire my manicurist.
Yeah, no, I think you have to. There we go. Okay. Salty rims.
Brilliant. So yeah, so to recap,
those over
you
here.
Get a spent lime or a spent lemon, but we use the lime on account of us spending one. You rub it around the rim of the clean glass, clean and dry, and then you dip that into a saucer full of salt, and where the moisture has adhered, now the salt will go there. And when you sip this drink, you will find it both salty, tart.
I think you make that sound a lot more complicated than it actually is.
I did. Now I'm going to attempt to open this bottle by turning the cap counterclockwise.
Holly has left the bar.
With your hands?
Yes. Well, this is interesting because it's a cork. I could turn it either way. Let's throw the lime juice into the shaker here.
Okay.
And I'm just going to measure this out even though I know we don't have to.
Sure.
Just because I think that's kind of neat.
We're all waiting to find out if, in fact, that is the 50 milliliters we were promised.
That is the 50 milliliters that we were promised.
Bang on.
Look at that. It smells like tequila. So far, so good. And Dave got a new nickname this week.
Did he?
Yes, we now call him Dave Cointreau.
Cointreau?
Because he has the Cointreau, or the Cointreau. Speaking of instructions for opening bottles,
You tried to pull it off.
It has been sealed by a safety-ish crust that has encased the threads.
That's good. That keeps everything fresh inside. Mm-hmm. Sort of like that freshness crust on ice cream.
Yes. And so, equal parts lime juice, tequila, and Cointreau. We're looking for your 50 milliliters.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Let's throw that in there.
Now what happens?
Now I'm going to shake it up.
Oh.
And then what we'll do is we're going to put it into the convex portion of the glasses that you did the salted rim on.
Right. Are you going to pour it towards the middle?
I think I will, on account of I don't want to wash off your salty rim.
Oh, that's good. That's good. It's a very precise operation.
Yes.
Really, you shouldn't do this unless you're fully trained.
I almost wish I was drinking this. Almost.
Yeah, that's... That's the first step.
To the road to happiness.
That's right. It's funny, you're always blurry when this happens. It's like you're moving too much. There you go. Okay.
All right. Now,
I wish I could die about to stab a slug.
That's the garnish.
Yeah.
The secret garnish. Speaking of Holly, who'd be waiting for her drink, she'd really be waiting for her drink.
Yeah.
On account of she broke her ankle.
Oh.
Yeah. All because she made a comment about the show and I pushed her down the stairs.
Yeah.
You know, there's no reason to diss the show.
No.
You know, speak kindly of us because you never know what kind of accident could befall you, as I am saying.
Look at this. Does this not look wonderful?
It does look wonderful.
Almost makes you wish that you could have a cocktail anytime you want instead of just during religious services.
That's right.
What?
I don't know. I read a lot of books. So this is the original margarita. Not that nonsense that you got down at Cabo San Lucas.
What do they serve there?
I don't know. I've never been to Mexico.
Oh, why not?
I don't know.
You should know.
Extradition problems?
Well, maybe that's why. Might not be able to get back in.
So there we go.
That looks.
That looks
funny.
Nice.
It's got a slightly green tinge to it.
Yeah, I put my finger in it.
Oh,
the gangrene problem's back, is it?
Yes, it's a lovely stage of gangrene.
Mm.
Unlike Benverine.
Right.
No, and everybody.
Gang his brother. Gangrene.
Everybody loves. Benverine. Not everybody loves gangrene.
No. You know who really loves Benverine is the guy that ran him over.
Oh, David Foster.
David Foster.
Yeah, he's got nothing but good things to say about him now.
Well, I'm not going to wait for Fred to take his picture.
He's like a food blogger taking a picture.
Oh, I know. I'm so annoyed. Hey, it smells nice.
Does it? It looks great.
Mm.
See, this is the difference between a...
Difference between a...
factory-made margarita and a real one.
Mm-hmm.
I said I didn't think I liked margaritas.
No, everybody...
They think maybe I do.
Yeah, everybody, I think, thinks they don't like a margarita because they've had a bad margarita somewhere or a brain freeze from one. But a shaken one like this?
Yeah.
It's a pretty damn good drink.
Yeah. I don't need the salt so much.
No, but you're glad it's there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd be fine without the salt. But yeah, the salt brings a little something to it.
A lot of places will actually rim it with asbestos.
Run to the fire hazard?
Yes.
Well, from all the buildings, they've got to do something with it. So why not incorporate it into our food chain?
It can only help.
I think it's okay in your intestines. It's your lungs you don't want.
Oh, okay. So you can drink it, but don't breathe it.
Yeah.
Don't breathe
it. Your intestines, it scrubs them. The little tiny glass fibers just takes away all the bad stuff.
Fred had sent a couple of links to a Dale DeGroff classics at one point. And so I looked at Dale DeGroff's. I think it was even in that email that you forwarded, right, where he told a story about a margarita, where when he was first starting out, Dale DeGroff is a huge icon in the world of cocktails for you listeners at home. He's the guy that single-handedly brought them back from the brink of extinction.
Well,
if it wasn't for him, we'd all be drinking soy milk.
Soylent Green.
Soylent Green. But he, early days, he had made a margarita for somebody. And then, as he reached for the sour mix, the person said, "You never made one of these before," or something, and took his tequila, and took a fresh lime, and took some Cointreau, and made his own drink. And he said he was hugely embarrassed by this. You remember that story now?
I do know.
Yeah.
I don't.
No, well, now, but you will.
No, I do.
So, yeah.
That was the beginning. Was he like filling in? Like, he started as a busboy. I mean, he started off real low.
Yeah, I seem to recall him...
The Beverly Hills Hotel?
Like, he'd gone into apply, and the guy behind the bar said, "Can you make this drink?" And he could make that drink.
Yeah. But that was the only one.
Something like that.
Then he moved back to New York and tried to edumacate himself.
And then he single-handedly... He did the Rainbow Room,
him and six other guys,
Yeah, when it opened up.
That's right. I might have had a drink from him when I was there.
Yeah, because it was in the 80s, right? Yeah.
Maybe not then. What was that? No,
EVPs.
I was there in the 80s, but I didn't go to the Rainbow Room.
Mm.
Didn't go back to the Rainbow Room until the 90s sometime.
No, maybe he was still there then.
Yeah, could only hope.
The first time you went to New York, there was a garbage strike on.
It sure was.
Which was also Dale DeGroff. Single-handedly.
He cleaned it up? Or he caused it?
He caused it and he cleaned it up. We're giving him credit for everything. Dave went on walkabout with his drink and he's returned empty-handed.
Oh my God. He's been waylaid by bandits.
So good, I just, you know.
You chugged it
back? Drank it and then I smashed it.
It's weird. How many ingredients in this?
Three.
Wow.
Six if you include the ice, because I have three cubes.
I do not include the ice because of the math involved.
Right. What about it's algebra? What about four if you include the salt?
I do include the salt. Because of the simple ingredients and the real lime juice makes a huge difference. If you made this with some weirdo lime mix, you'd say. You have anything else?
Right.
It elevates it.
So this is a dumb question because it's a margarita.
Would you order another one of these in a restaurant?
I think you would. I would. Yep. And without the slush, it's great.
Yeah.
It's all the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got things with a lot of flavor. You got the good tequila.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the Cointreau, which, you know, they spent hundreds of years perfecting Cointreau.
Mm-hmm.
And limes, thousands of years perfecting the taste of a lime.
At least 1,000 years.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it was invented back in the early, the Dark Ages, the lime was invented.
Mm-hmm. By Lyman the Elder.
Lyman the Elder of Avignon.
Yes, Cointreau, the specialty of France since 1849. So not that long. Not even 200 years.
Not even.
These are Johnny come lately.
Only 170 years.
Upstarts.
Yeah.
You seem fascinated by the Cointreau bottle.
I am. I love a good square bottle.
Oh, yeah. Square bottles are the best.
Yeah, because it makes you want to throw it.
Yeah. What?
It's like a brick.
No, it makes you want to hold it.
Yeah, and then stack them up. They fit so nicely in the cupboard.
Yeah. That's a secret. Everybody should store their Cointreau bottles laying down.
Yeah.
On stack.
Yes, that's right. Make a wall of them in your garden.
Mm-hmm. You need to, and then every time you need a new bottle, once every 45 years, you take one down out of your stack.
Wow.
Well, that was pretty fine.
All right. That's the margarita. We've done Daisy's, which is the English version of the margarita. Yeah. Now we've done the margarita, the Mexican version of the Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
Swell.
It is swell. That is good.
Oh, good.
And it feels nice.
Yeah.
My tummy's all warm.
Oh, yeah, it's the tequila.
What?
Or it might be the asbestos.
I think it's probably the asbestos. It's like they're keeping the fire from taking off.
So here's the fun of this.
Wow.
The sidecar is the same drink, except instead of lemon, instead of a lime, it's lemon.
Right.
Instead of salting the rim, you don't.
Right. And
instead of tequila, you use brandy.
Right.
And you've brought, Freddie.
I brought the finest stuff I have. It's got the funny dimple in the bottom, so I believe there's a couple ounces in there.
Yeah, this is perfect.
I've got to order some more of that.
Pierre Ferrand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's pronounced the D, though, because there's not an E after it.
All right.
Fine. I think the 1840 formula.
That's right.
It's just a little older than Cointreau.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in your face, Cointreau.
And this is 45% alcohol.
Yeah, we can handle it.
And
we're gentlemen.
Is this the one that was recreated?
Yes.
Right. Used for cocktails, it says.
So the, because you can't get that locally, at least not at Legacy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about the North End guys. They may have it. But yeah, the Legacy has the Ombre, which is more of a classic, or more of a traditional sort of modern cognac. But this is the one that I think Dale DeGroff made them make to replicate an old style cognac.
That's what I think. Yeah, either Dale DeGroff and also David Wondrich.
I think it was Wondrich that did it. He's got more clout.
Because I always forget. Because they did do that with that weird old Scotch.
Right.
They did it with that rum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think this is the outfit anyway that's been.
Well, I was looking to buy another bottle, and I looked at on the website of the guys I deal with in New York, and they mentioned Wondrich on this one.
It says, modeled on an impossibly rare 1840 bottle of Pinot Castillan cognac, it employs 19th century blending techniques. That's where you run it through a rubber glove, like a hole in the bottom.
That's the best they had. State of the art at the time.
Yes.
To create a cognac that is rich, concentrated, and highly mixable in the 1840 style.
Oh, mixable. I like it when they're mixable.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to use your shaker on account of then we don't have to get up and rinse out my shaker.
Mm-hmm.
Will this guy fit yours? Like a glove.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So, Freddie, are you going to tell us the ingredients?
Of the
sidecar?
I will.
I think in
Did
the
we
book,
do that already?
As written, it's an ounce and an ounce and an ounce.
Yeah, it's 1:1:1, but we could do 1.5, 1.5, 1.5 again.
We could.
Because then you get a little bit more mouthy in this.
That's right. Depending on the lemon.
Oh, but that's a pretty juicy looking lemon.
Oh, I chose the heaviest lemon. This one I got at my local dry cleaner.
Chose the
heaviest. That's not right.
Yeah. Yeah.
They always have the best produce. They have the freshest.
Yeah. I know. I don't know why. They're geniuses in the Department of Social Services.
It's like back in the old days when furniture stores were also the local morgue. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
They had the wood.
They had the wood. And they build the caskets and they do the morgue. In fact, Bonnie and Clyde, when they were knocked off by that posse, they took their bodies to a furniture store in the back and, put their bodies in, they did the autopsy and Got the photos taken?
Yikes. Did you know... I bet you didn't. They're doing a new movie about Bonnie and Clyde, but told from the lawman's side.
Oh, yes.
You know, because the other people, they're all... Oh, yeah, Bonnie and Clyde are so nice.
Sure, yeah. They were mad. Yeah, they killed
the lawmaker's side.
That's right. They killed a bunch of police officers.
Exactly. So now you're going to see how nasty they really were.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Take that, Warren Beatty.
Yeah, I think it's got Kevin Costner and Woody Harrelson in it. And it's going to be on Netflix.
That
and it's
like
called Highwaymen.
Oh. That sounds pretty funny. Is it a comedy?
Yeah, there are a couple of cut-ups, a couple of screwball cops.
Yeah.
After Bonnie and Clyde.
It's kind of like Dumb and Dumber of cops. Sort of that sort of style.
Yes, exactly like that.
Wow, that's a lot of, that's quite a load of juice there.
It is.
Yeah, it's got the ounce and, juice.
The ounce and a half we wanted, and so actually there was almost as much lime juice in that lime as there was in this lemon, which is a rarity.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think that's true. It's not a rarity.
It is. It's very, very rare.
No. Lemons are bigger than limes, so it's not.
No, but that's what I mean. Like, it almost was the equal amount.
Yeah. But you only did... Oh, you did both sides.
I did both sides. That's what surprised me, yeah. But I guess that's the laundromat, you know? You get a dry
No, exactly.
You're going to pay a price. So an ounce and a half of freshly squeezed lemon juice.
Sounds good, too.
Oh, can you imagine? Get about it.
I don't have to imagine. It's right there in front of me.
Well, I'd rather you imagine it.
Okay.
Close your eyes, Fred, and just imagine.
And this is an ounce and a half of Dave Cointreau.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm trying to navigate the PFRN website to get more stuff, but, you know, it's almost impossible.
No, it's a bugger of a website. Anybody that's ever been to the PFRN website, they have a lot of products.
Yeah.
And it's very, yeah, very...
artsy?
No, it's
in French?
Nope.
Busy?
No, it's graphic heavy.
Oh, yeah.
Like things float out at you when you can read this and read that, and it's.
I just want the facts.
I just want the facts.
That sounded good too.
It did. That's what brandy sounds like when you release it from the bottle.
There it goes.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
So this is the sidecar.
I think that's the same sound the Kraken makes when it's released.
I think so.
It too sounds like a bottle of brandy being opened.
What do you think of the 1840? Pretty good?
Yes, I think the smell is very, very nice.
Yeah, it's woody. Because they talk about Limousin.
I was Woody Harrelson.
Oh, that's what I was thinking about. Yeah, so Limousin oak casks that it's aged in. Yeah, I think that's it.
And that's what they make limousines out of.
Also, yes, ironically. Or not ironically, just coincidentally.
I don't know what's ironic.
And ironic too?
No. Furniture stores is where the morgue.
Yeah, and they built the caskets
because
and everything.
They built the caskets and furniture in the same store.
Right. Yeah. So if you go to IKEA, are they still making caskets?
I believe so. If you go to the back.
You have to build it yourself, though.
Yeah, that's the downside to that. Here, let me get you a couple of glasses. Will you stop that? I can hardly hear myself think.
Let me do it for 5 more seconds.
All right. 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's so cold I can't hold it.
Now it's frozen shut.
Yes, you're going to have to give it the old banger what's-its. There we go. Oh. He says, I thought I saw a ghost. Okay.
Is his name Banger What's-It?
The Ballad of Banger What's-It.
Here we go.
Oh, see, that's a similar color to what we the margarita.
It might be a hair yellower.
Yeah, a little more yellow.
But look at the volume.
Oh, yes.
The voluminous volume.
Excuse me.
There we go. My fine feathered friends.
Oh, well, that was all blurry. Oh, but so am I. Yeah. Exactly.
I'm going to sniff one of them as it goes by.
You do that.
Oh, yeah.
It smells like a sidecar. Is it lemony?
It's lemony.
I don't know.
You're not sure?
I don't know what things smell like anymore.
Oh.
Not that it smelled like brandy, but it should probably smell like lemon.
It smells like lemon. Tastes like lemon.
It's so sad. What's this on this little drop of something?
That's asbestos.
Oh, that's the asbestos.
There's always going to be a little bit of asbestos in everything I make.
It's not nearly as tart, but it is, I'd say, stronger than the margarita.
Yeah, I guess it got the 45%, but very smooth, very... I still get some of the oaky woodiness.
From the brandy?
From the brandy, which is surprising, considering the lemon juice usually just pounds of stuff.
And are you saying oaky woodiness as in vanilla oakiness? This is what you normally would describe as oakiness.
Is that really what I would say?
Yeah, I think so. Or maybe not you. One would.
No, what? They wouldn't.
Let's ask the spirits. Mm-hmm. Bobby Gentry, are you there?
Not so much vanilla.
No. But wood.
Wood. More like I'm chewing on a chair. Which I like to do.
Yeah.
So don't get me wrong.
Well, that's a great song.
Yeah.
Would you like to chew on a chair?
Yeah.
Well, and nice. I'm surprised how sweet it is.
How sweet it is.
And how sweet you are.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And how big the drink turned out to be. Like, how is that? It's like a full drink. Mm. We can almost fill the glass.
Well, it's an ounce and a half, and an ounce and a half, and an ounce and a half the way we did it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think these particular cocktail glasses that Dave has are a really nice, small-sized one. Mm-hmm. These are the traditional ones.
And they're fantastic, Dave. Well
Thank
done.
You very much. Yes. Thank you. Yep. I made them myself.
Oh, I could tell.
I burnt myself, too, because, glasses.
No, that explains why you've got no fingers on your left hand.
I know. I sacrifice. I must suffer for my drink.
You don't have to suffer.
But I do.
But you do.
You choose to. Wow. Okay, I would never have purposely gone out of my way to order a sidecar before, but this one is pretty swell.
Interesting.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, and again, the simplicity, it tastes like it's got a lot more stuff in there than it does, and I think maybe that's the quality of the ingredients. Mm. But I wouldn't say that was just three ingredients. It's like, well, you must have done something. There's something else in there.
I wish that I had researched mm-hmm. as to why it's called a sidecar.
Dave?
I don't know. I have to.
It seems like a very specific name for
a
thing.
I think it comes from World War I.
Oh.
And I believe it's exactly what you think it's about. I think it's because of the sidecar. It's named for that.
Oh, okay.
Right? Because I do remember. I think.
So was there sometimes a bigger drink that you would get remember. And it would be attached to the side of the bigger drink?
No.
Have wheels on it?
Have wheels on it. Sometimes I read stuff and sometimes I have a dream that I read
Actually,
stuff.
Fred is right. The exact origin of the sidecar is unclear, but it is thought to have been invented around World War I, neither London nor Paris. The drink was directly named for the motorcycle attachment.
Hmm.
The Ritz Hotel in Paris claims origin of the drink. The first recipes for the sidecar appeared in 1922 in Harry McElhoyne's Harry's ABC of Mixing Cocktails.
Mm. Wow. Well, there we go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is one of the six basic drinks listed in David A. Embury's The Fine Art of Mixing Drinks in 1948.
Nice.
So there you go.
Going back to margarita.
Yep.
Strangely, I now get a hint of smoke off of it.
Hmm.
Well, I don't think there's any...
It can only be from the tequila.
Yeah, but I know they end up smoking it to get the mezcal. Do they smoke a little bit of tequila? I don't even know. I've seen countless things.
But I don't know what the Patron does to do their to do theirs. It's just a hint.
Smoky. Well, it could be the asbestos. Maybe it's a smoked salt. Do you have a smoked salt? Is that what you have in your house?
No, I don't have a smoked salt. Just plain old salt.
Is your house on fire? Any chance of that?
Could be. If you wanted to smoke the salt a little more, we'll set my house on fire.
And I do have a smoker. Remember that.
Well, so does Jason. You have a smoker.
I've got the hand smoker.
He's got the hand smoker.
The hand smoker.
Make your hands to smoke.
Yeah, so you haven't worked in the yard all day in October, but now it smells like you've been working in the yard all day.
Right. Oh, you've been outside working? Oh, yeah.
Oh, I had a big fire going. Oh, I burned everything. Burned that tree in the back.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Burned a bunch of garbage. I wasn't allowed to burn the garbage. Yeah, he got the hand smoker. Mr. Culinary Smoker here.
Mm-hmm.
Have you used it yet?
No.
Oh, you should smoke something.
I don't know what to smoke.
You just put it in your mouth. It's like a hookah.
I don't think that's safe. I'll read the manual.
You'll have mouth cancer in 10 years, but what?
You seen the kids doing the vaping?
Yeah.
Same principle.
Same principle.
Oh, okay.
This is better. It's a better visual than an audio.
Speaking of vaping, have you noticed how much smoke that thing creates? Yeah. It's insane. It's like a, you know, it's like somebody, like a magician throwing down one of those balls and, you know, smoke you disappear in.
Yeah, people could vanish in this cloud of smoke.
Oh,
yeah.
I know. No, they're not going to live very long, these people. They're on their way out.
No, there you go.
Yeah, if somebody is doing it in their car and their window was open, it just billows out
like
something's gone wrong.
Or the seats caught fire.
The Industrial Revolution in a compact car. It's crazy.
So, so vaping, I don't get that.
So, Freddie, are you going to tell us any more about Science of the Cocktails? Is there anything more you wanted to add?
Or we could talk about Solo, a Star Wars story. But,
Let's do this. But I want your take, because we were discussing just prior to the show why Fred thought that Solo, a Star Wars story, did not succeed. And he had a strange comment to make.
Everybody's too short.
Everybody was too short. So we're going to come back to that.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
I did not see it.
Okay.
Because I heard terrible things about it.
Yeah.
No, that is not true.
That's not true.
To be continued. But, after this.
I went flipping through this. I thought, did I drink these? Or did I just dream that I drank them?
Did I dream that I drank? Did I drink?
Well, one thing I've noticed is there's a bunch of smoked stuff. The first, in the first page, there's three cocktails. Two of them are smoked old fashions.
Oh.
So there's a smoked cognac old fashioned, and then there's a smoked old fashioned with Jim Beam Black.
And there's I think there's a drink in there called cold fashioned.
Yes. The next page is a smoked whiskey sour. The campfire toddy, which I made at home, was quite good. Anyways, the concrete washed chocolate Negroni,
which you described in our last one. So you described the concrete washed Negroni, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it's like concrete.
The campfire one, is that a smoked one, or what makes it a campfire?
So for that they just had a little burner like you have for heating your coffee in the campfire. So it's just a little tank, little burner, and they just had a pot with the Grand Marnier on top of it. So that was the extent of it.
Oh.
Sometimes it's all flash and no,
no substance.
Right. No substance. So it was just, we're heating up the Grand Marnier in like if we were camping. But we're not camping.
Did you hear that?
Cheers. I thought I heard something.
This is a live EVP session.
I think I felt something on my shoulder.
It's so cold here. Put your hand right here. It's so cold. Ow.
Oh, it's burning.
three scratches on my neck.
Yeah.
One thing was great. This is they put it under the food part, which was kind of funny. The Glenlivet soft serve. So it was like soft serve, like nothing fancy, like the stuff you get at let's say McDonald's or
an ice cream at a buffet.
But mixed with Glenlivet, which made it taste really nice.
Right,
it's surprising.
Yeah, that's a tough sell. Normally soft serve, I'd be like,
I know. What's this all about? Apparently, all it's missing is a little bit of scotch.
So it's vanilla and scotch.
Yeah.
Which would be great. It'd be like butterscotch.
Oh, yeah. No, it was, it was wonderful.
Butterscotch.
All the alcoholics loved it.
I could see that.
Yeah. No, it was great. We had, there was the Bombay East G&T popsicles. I remember having them, just barely.
And that's made out of the Bombay Sapphire East one that has those Asian flavors in there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And that was great.
That's a nice beverage.
I remember having the penicillin. So that's a Dewar's 12-year-old scotch, honey ginger syrup, lemon juice, smoky whiskey, which I thought that would be maybe they've got a smoky, but they don't want to advertise who it is. Hmm. And then ginger garnish.
And so no actual penicillin.
No actual penicillin.
And so if you were actually suffering from something and they gave that to you,
you'd feel better for an hour,
yeah,
and that's it. And then you'd have a relapse.
Yeah. Doesn't kill the bacteria at all.
No.
That's an unfortunate name. There's lawsuits involved.
Exactly.
With
it. The cold fashioned, as Dave mentioned, had Ron Zacapa, 23 Centenario. Sorry.
It's the margarita sidecar.
It's
magic.
Whole roasted coffee beans, and I remember that. There's a bean at the bottom. Rich, simple syrup, chocolate bitters, and orange oils.
cold brew drip. So I'm not too sure what that meant. Because the book is not as explanatory as the sign next to the booth.
Right.
The Clockwork Orange, Bullet Bourbon, pH corrected orange juice. I remember this one: simple syrup, lactic acid, fresh nutmeg, and dehydrated orange. This was odd because it had orange juice, but because the citrus was gone, the acid was gone. It was just an odd flavor.
Mm.
Not bad. Right. It's just like something's missing.
It didn't have the bite.
It had the lactic acid, which was, but
that's just in milk, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it was an odd mix.
And so it was more like having an orange Julius than a
probably. I think that would be the closest approximation.
A boozy orange Julius.
Yeah. Or a woozle.
Yeah. Woozle.
Mm. Willy Woozle.
Mm. Used to be under the escalators at Guilford Town Mall. Yes.
The frozen bee's knees, another dessert. So basically, it's just a bee's knees cocktail, and they use liquid nitrogen to freeze it.
No bees were harmed in the making of this cocktail.
Or their knees.
That's right.
The Gavagin,
they're dying in a glass of bee's knees.
A bunch of bees with wheelchairs. Oh, that's horrible.
Like those monsters that get the shark fin soup. The same deal.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Soon you'll never be able to get that drinky anymore.
Yep.
So, Brutlech.
Yeah, I think so.
Kind granola bar syrup. So the kind granola bars, and I guess they somehow turn that into a syrup. So pulverize it or nuke it with something.
Wow.
Chamomile, lemon juice, and clarified with milk. So there's a milk wash. Oh, very odd. Mm. So this stuff is just, it's complicated.
Yes. It's like a science.
It's like a science, but with cocktails.
What do they call this event?
Bar Fest.
Right.
Wow.
I can imagine it would be.
Yeah. But this thought into it.
I'll pass that around. I mean, the stuff in there, I wish I'd remembered. Because, you remember the first four drinks.
Right. Of course.
And then it
gets you don't remember anything.
No.
Let alone cocktails.
And I didn't shoot video. Well, though, I've watched some video that I shot when I've been drinking, and it's not really that useful either.
Mm. Well, you're incapacitated slightly.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Man, that margarita's good.
Oh, you're converted.
Sidecar. Sorry. Oh. They're both good. That's right. Let me grab the margarita again.
Yeah.
See, that's the funny thing. The sidecar.
That's good, too.
As we say, brandy, mm-hmm. lemon juice, and Cointreau. I think if you saw that on a menu, you'd go, I don't think so.
I'd give it a whirl. Find out what kind of brandy they're using. I mean, we're using a cognac.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's a fancy-ass cognac, but still. Brandies are good.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking. I'm just thinking that an average person, if you're looking at the descriptions, you might not be warmed up by that for whatever reason.
But you should. Think it's very simple. Balanced. Very balanced. It's good.
Yeah, it is quite balanced.
All right. Yeah. And of the two of them, did you guys have a preference?
I'm going to go the sidecar.
Yeah, I'm going to go sidecar too.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And why?
I mean,
well, like Fred said, it's balanced. And margarita, I mean, it tastes a little bit similar to a lot of other sort of simple cocktails that I've had. I mean, it's good.
Yeah.
And the salt does add a little something to it, but I just found this a more full, more cocktail, yeah.
And
more
the,
full cocktail.
Sometimes you get some of the lemon cocktails and the lemon, it's all lemon.
Yeah.
It's all about lemon.
Right.
This one, the lemon does take the back seat to the cognac or the brandy for whatever reason.
Hmm.
Maybe because of the Cointreau sort of, giving it backup. But, It works out a lot better, I think, than some drinks that I've had. So
excellent. Right. So when you're going to go out this weekend, order yourself up a sidecar.
I'm looking for a sidecar. I am. It's surprisingly delicious.
All right. Now we're going to do... Now it's our point counterpoint.
So Solo, the Star Wars story, was just released on Netflix, which was why I saw it.
Right.
I didn't get to see it in the theater, even though I wanted to. And Dave did not go to the theater to see it because he heard it was bad.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not bad.
It is not bad.
Mm. No. And
Ron Howard directed it.
Ron Howard directed the last, 45 days of it.
Oh, right. Right. The guy got fired. Right?
Yeah. Original. So he had... I don't care about canon. Who cares what came first and later? Mm-hmm. This is my story. And so there's stuff that I guess he put in there that didn't fit in with other stuff, and he just didn't give a crap, which I can sort of understand, but you can't do that. And so the problem... And I think the story is fine. The problem is, I don't believe that's Han Solo. I'm not buying it for a second. He's probably a foot shorter. Both of them are. Lando and it's the same problem I have with Magnum P.I.
The new one.
Yeah. And so the great thing about Magnum P.I. and with Han Solo is that these are big guys. And they get into scrapes and they get the shit kicked out of them.
Are they big hairy guys?
They're big hairy guys, but they're big guys. And so they walk into a room, they're commanding. They've got some presence, and it's and so they go toe to toe with the other guys. And you know, in movies of a bygone era, he would be able to take three or four of them out. But because this is sort of the new era, they just get beat up. Like Rockford and Rockford Files,
right?
The same sort of thing, right? Big guys, 6'2",
right?
Duking it out, and they still get them. Oh, the hero usually just takes them all out. No, he gets beat up.
Yep, another guy grabs him, and another guy punches him really hard in the stomach. Right. You go down, and you get kicked.
Yeah, you think for a second he's going to turn the tape, and then that's right. Exactly, that happens. And so with the new Magnum, and the same with Lando, and the new Han Solo, they're all about 5'7". And so when you see a little guy get beat up, of course he's getting beat up. He's only 5'7". He walks into a bar, and everybody says... I can't see anybody over the tall guys. And so you lose a whole side, a whole part of his character is that. He's like the hero who has to struggle to be a hero. Well, of course he has to struggle. He was beat up in elementary school. He was the shortest kid in the class the whole time growing up.
Okay.
And so you say, oh, that's an interesting story. Somebody was complaining about it on the Facebook as... I call it.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
and I said it would have been fine if nobody ever seen Harrison Ford.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so the story's fine, you know, and it's good, and it's all right. But to see him next to the little girl and then the same height, it's like, he's a great actor. I mean, I like his work, and you know. There's nothing wrong with the guys, and the story's okay. You know, they had to sort of slot it in there, but they wanted to give them a little bit of backstory. And I just think,
all right.
Cast an unknown that fits the shoes.
Right. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, because that did not bother me. Now, of course, it will.
Well, of course, because it seems normal. Like, he's a normal guy.
Yeah.
But you just can't help thinking something's wrong.
Well, maybe he's still quite young. Maybe he has a growth spurt.
He might have a spurt. Next movie, he might grow another 9 inches.
Yeah. Or there's a crazy ray.
Sure.
That crazy growing rays.
Oh, that's the Han Solo we know and love.
But you're right. Had he been maybe a little bit taller.
He just doesn't look like a guy that could walk into a bar, like the new Han Solo, and take out the toughest guy in the bar.
Right.
He'd try and... So, you know, talk his way out of it.
The new guy. He would try.
He's not very threatening.
He's not really threatening. But then, of course, that's why I can forgive that, because he's not really threatening.
That was never Han Solo's thing.
Even when he was Han Solo, Han Solo wasn't very threatening. He shot poor Greedo right under the table. He wasn't any big man himself.
Well, yeah.
He did the sneaky shot.
Sure.
Right.
But he just he had presence when he walked into a room. Like, he was...
Oh, I like people that have presence.
They win my heart.
Especially with got your name on the tag.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You love it.
But that's my story anyway.
Interesting. I don't think that's why it didn't work.
That's why it didn't work for me.
Oh.
Because I thought the story was fine.
Yeah, the story is fine.
Because I think they planned another two movies. So they weren't going to use it all up in the one movie.
Yes. I have one criticism of the story. Actually, I have several criticisms of the story, but they're not even criticisms.
Yeah.
The story is a wonderful, ridiculous mess.
Yeah.
That's what it is. But, I mean, if you liked the original Star Wars, that story is a wonderful original mess, too.
Yeah.
That's not... I can't criticize the story. But, I mean, there's a lot of action that's just what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you were to come in halfway through and say, whoa, how did they get here? You say, I'm not even going to tell you, because the three other things they did that got them to here do not relate in any way to the peril that they're in right now.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, it was, I thought it was an enjoyable deal, and I was sad that they weren't going to do more of them. Mm. But I was also...
Relieved?
I don't know if relieved. Well, now I am relieved, because now I want them to be taller guys. And Donald Glover is great as Lando.
Oh, he's fantastic.
In fact, I don't even think Billy Dee Williams is that tall. I think...
No, he is.
Is he?
Yeah.
I don't know if he is. I think it's all cape.
Well, it's mainly cape.
But the fact that they addressed the cape, he has sort of this kind of this weird 70s kind of vibe going on. And it's really quite cool. Actually, there's a lot of 70s elements to it.
He refers to his friends as cats. He's hanging out with the cats. Everybody else is in Squaresville, that kind of thing, you know. Really hip lingo, urban lingo.
Yeah, more Shaft than Rat Pack.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. I'd say.
But yeah, so it was good. But yeah, a wonderful mess of a film.
Yeah.
So I wonder if there is somebody out there. I can't think of anybody off the top of my head other than Chris Pratt.
Yep.
Who should be young Harrison Ford characters.
Well, I know. I mean, it should be some guy that... It was like Chris Pratt was when he did Guardians. So it's a guy that's out there, but he's sort of a tier down. Mm-hmm. He's one level down. He's worked his way through, but he's not somebody that anybody can just sort of say, oh, that's whoever. They say, I think I recognize that guy from something. Did he do something?
Right.
That's the guy they should have had.
And then the other critique I have, but I'm not going to say it, because it's the very end of the film. Maybe I'll ask you off the air afterwards, in case Dave tracks it down, because I know Dave saw Rogue One.
Yeah, I might watch the Han Solo one, now that I've heard your...
I think you should.
Oh, yeah. Right.
No, it's fun.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm in.
Yeah. It's good for you.
All right, I'll see you later. I got to turn Netflix.
Well, I don't know how to turn this thing off.
We're going to need another
90 minutes.
I'll be back after the show, and I'll shut it down. Make discussion amongst yourselves.
Oh. It's going to be 90 minutes of clicking and noises, rubbing. I don't know what that is. Is this anything? I don't know. Try that.
Does that do anything?
I don't know.
I just brought up a window. What is this for?
I don't know what that is.
What's malware?
Wants me to download real audio.
Real audio. Never mind, I do it myself. Well, there you go.
Well, this is wonderful. This is better than Mardi Gras and St. Patrick's Day all rolled into one.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
The winner of tonight's show is the sidecar.
Yes.
You've seen it on menus and you don't know what the hell it is. Go have one.
Go have one.
And then see if someone will give you a ride in one.
Yeah. That's the best part. Nice thing about the sidecar, even if it's not on the menu... They've got the ingredients.
Yeah, you're right.
You just say, make me a sidecar. You sound smart and sophisticated.
And then if the guy says, do you know what the proportions are? I say, yeah, it's the same. A handful of Cointreau, a handful of brandy, and a handful of lemon juice.
You got to use the same hand.
Oh, yeah. You can't use a stranger's hand each time. No. It's got to be your hand. Hand Solo.
Yeah.
Love in hand.
So, yeah, it's a winner.
All right.
Well, and of course, check out our various social media sites. Go to YouTube. Check us out on YouTube. You can usually see the entire show on video now.
Yes.
Episodes.
Mm-hmm. You right there. If you've lasted this long, congratulations.
Congratulations. And of course, check out us on Instagram, which is our first social media account. Probably our most...
We love so much.
Most popular. And Facebook.
Because we do great pictures.
Oh, we do. Yeah. Great pictures. Yeah. So that's Cocktail Podcast on... that's our handle on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And Facebook is Cocktail Gents.
There we go. And if you didn't write down the recipes as you were just listening now, they're on our blog site, www.gentlemenofelegantleisure.com.
Yeah, we love the blog.
Leave us a
comment. There's always new witty stuff in there.
Oh,
witty. Not woody. No. Also woody.
There's some woody stuff in there.
Yeah, but mainly witty. It's a fresh material that isn't in the show quite often.
I think you're overselling it.
You can never oversell.
There's a couple of extra sentences in there that may not have made it to the...
There used to be extra stuff in there that wasn't in the show. Yes. That's the way you should do it.
No, there's not anymore?
No, it just says, listen to the show, and here's the, here's the ingredients.
No, not this week.
Ah.
No, it's going
to... Jason wants the listeners to actually write the blog.
That would be great,
That'd be
too.
Great.
See, what we should be doing is just giving the ingredients on the blog and not the proportions so that they would have to listen to the show.
Yeah. Or they have to go to YouTube to see it.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Really?
Yes.
You want to make them go to all that work?
Yep. Well, if you could just go to the website and get the thing, then you don't have to go anywhere else.
Yeah. Well,
but if, you know, I'm sure once they get to the website, they'll be intrigued.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Have you ever gone to the website and thought, I'm intrigued?
Well, I mean, I've listened to it on the website.
There you go.
Just because I'm there.
Best then, essay writing.
And then you can listen to the podcast right there.
You can, right there on the blog site. Yeah. Exactly.
And I've done that until I've said, well, I've got to go now. So, I listen to it in my car.
Mm.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
Got a load of Mr. Car Ride.
Oh, yeah. It's
the technology.
I've listened to the last few. Yeah, well, probably the most of, not all of the last, I don't know, 10 or 15 podcasts.
And you listen to what on your phone?
Through my phone, through my speaker in my car. And so I'll listen to that instead of the news, which is horrible.
Well, of course, terrible.
It's a good, it's a bad cycle.
I'd rather hear something that I've already heard once before.
That I said part of.
Yeah. Wow.
And sometimes it's a useful refresher if you're going to do another episode.
There you go.
Which, you know, we are.
Well, sure, because you get to know everybody's names.
Yeah.
And you can rattle off just like a regular guy.
I do them left to right.
Mm.
Which is left is where my watch is.
Mm. So right.
Date.
No, yeah, he's Dave. Sorry. I'm Jason.
I got my watch hand mixed up.
Mm.
But anyway, it's not important.
Should we strike that from the record?
Strike that from the record.
Jury, take note not to consider that in your final verdict.
We have a little more of a...
Well, Fred, you mentioned to me before the show that you went out for drinks. What, Saturday night you went out?
Yeah, no.
And I bet, you know, as any gentleman out in the town, you enjoyed, imbibed on several delicious cocktails.
We did, yeah. We were at Sad Bar, and then we went to West for cocktails afterwards.
I hope you treated your server well.
It was embarrassing how well I treated them.
Really?
Actually, punishingly... expensive.
So embarrassing you couldn't reveal how you treated them?
Well, I treated them well.
Oh, well,
yes. Yeah. I went above and beyond the normal 15%.
Oh,
really? So you didn't tip regular?
No.
You didn't tip small?
No, I did not tip small.
Well, in two words, if you could find two words to describe how you tipped, what would they be?
I tipped more than adequately. Oh, no, that's...
This is different. That's a different cocktail podcast.
That's right.
Oh, that's four words. So I'm going to compress it to two words.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, then I would tip
big. You did.